Welcome to Rise with Certainty, the podcast. My name's Jessica Marie. I am your host. I'm a women's empowerment coach, spiritual business mentor, wealth coach, and manifestation queen. And we are here to bring you the conversations that will expand your mind and allow you to step into the best version of you yet. Everything you hear in this podcast is designed to expand you in ways that you haven't experienced before. This is where we do things differently. And remember, anything is possible. Welcome, hello, welcome to season three. We have renamed to Rise with Certainty. This name actually came through to me from my guides, from spirit, from wherever you want it to come from. It dropped in. I was like, okay, something big change is coming. And I hadn't yet really understood what it was. I was just feeling this like great change coming. Oh my God. And I wonder how many of you felt that too. Like, 2023 was massive. In all ways massive. It was the biggest year of transformation that since 2020, I reckon, and everybody that I've spoken to has said a similar thing. It was a big year of expansion. So here we are, Rise with Certainty podcast with your host, Jessica Marie. It's so great to be here. It's so great to be here with you again, sharing these conversations and expanding your minds and ways of thinking so that these conversations land with you. It's been a pretty decent break since my last episodes, and still I get messages all the time from people tuning in to listen to the videos that have landed really well with the content that's still out there, that's still there for you to listen to. And it just warms my heart so much, because this is what I'm here to do. I'm here to share these conversations, to expand your way of thinking, to invite conversations into your ears that aren't usually there. So I've got some really cool guests coming on this season to talk about some really interesting topics. I've had an incredible journey overseas in Peru, Guatemala, Colombia. I went to Panama for a few days and there was riots and the whole country was shut down. I did a sailing trip to the Panama Islands, the San Blas Islands. I stopped in Mexico and was terrified for the first time of what life looks like overseas as a single woman walking around on my own. And it's shaped me into somebody that I always dreamed that I could be. And who knew that? I don't think it was just traveling, really. I think it was traveling was the perfect cherry on top to tie in all of the changes that I have experienced. And I don't know if I could have done this trip if I hadn't yet done all the inner work to get myself to be here, which is such a blessing. And it's got me to really becoming my true self, my most authentic self. And I know anybody that's been following me on Instagram has felt the shift and has felt the difference energetically. And it feels so good. Can I just say, it feels so good to really, truly be yourself. Like, no apologies, no overthinking, and just to show up online, in friendships, with new people, with old people, just unapologetically you. And this was something that was really hard for me. It was something that throughout my whole life has been a massive challenge. I'm not going to lie. I grew up, let's paint the picture of my life, cool? So I grew up in Melbourne. I never felt like I fit in. And I was always in these situations and places that were so new to me. And I moved schools about 4 or 5 times through my primary school, and then in high school I moved twice and I ended up staying at the last high school, which was a pretty white high school. And one black person, dark-skinned person in the whole entire school, and she came when I was in about year 10. Right, that's it. And I think there was like 2 Asians, like it was generally white people. And I didn't even know that I looked like, people say I look Italian, I look all these things. I'm Russian, in case you didn't know. I dyed my hair bleach blonde and I just wanted to be as white as possible. I started rejecting my bloodline. Like, I'm born Jewish. No, I don't resonate with the religion. Yes, I still wear my cross. I might do another conversation about this, because to me there is much more symbolism in the Star of David, in that sixth star symbol, than just the Jewish religion. Anyway, pocket that for another conversation. But I rejected everything. My soul became this secret. I didn't want to speak about the fact that I did tarot, or the fact that I, you know, was connecting to spirits and all of these incredible things. I used to hide it in secret. I used to be ashamed of the magic that I so deeply wanted to be a part of, this witchiness, this seductress, this me, this me. I was so ashamed to be her. I was so ashamed to share my feelings, because it was just laughed at in my memory, in my own model of my past experience. It was, if you were to show anything weird, it was no. Like, you got to be normal and you got to fit inside the box to fit in and be in society. So that's exactly what I did. I dyed my hair blonde. I got extensions. I wore fake eyelashes every time that I had the chance. There was so much of me trying to be what I thought people liked. You know, High School Musical was really big when I was in high school. And Sharpay Evans, Ashley Tisdale, was my idol of what cool was. So I was like, great, if I look like her, I'm going to be cool. And so I changed my appearance to be cool. And everything was shaped around trying to be cool. Unconsciously, right? I didn't plan, I'm going to be cool, how do I do it? It was just brainwashing, in a sense that I was shown what cool was, and I thought, cool, that's how I behave. I was modeling the behavior of what I saw and what I assumed was the right behavior. And it really took a toll on all of my relationships in my family, which was really terrible. The relationship dynamic between all of us just turned to absolute crap those years. Like, I moved out of home at 17. I couldn't do it anymore. I didn't know how to function in a normal world where I could be soft and be gentle and open myself up to real love. I didn't know what that was and what that felt like. The only person that I remember feeling loved by was my grandma and my auntie. They were the only people that I felt truly loved me. And still, they're kind of far away. Like, your grandma and your auntie, they're not your immediate family, as much as my grandma feels like that. She's really not. I don't live with her and wake up with her every single day, you know. So the people closest to me, I always felt distance to. And I don't know if they've ever really saw the real me up until recently, up until the last few years when I started embracing myself. And it wasn't because I didn't show them. It was because I didn't even know it myself. I remember the guy that I was dating through high school would always play his music. And I just adopted his taste in music. I would listen to it on my own. It was what I listened to. And I would listen to the radio. And it wasn't up until a few years later when I realized that I don't actually know what my taste in music is. Like, what kind of music do I actually enjoy listening to? People would ask me and I would say, I like these songs on the radio. Like, that's not a genre, babe. I had no idea what I liked. I'd never spent enough time with myself to figure out, what do I like? It was always, what do other people like? And I'll like that. And I did like it. But it was always societally accepted. And so what I found that I liked, it was so beautiful through COVID when we stayed at home. I was working full time. Never had a break in my entire life. And I was at home doing nothing. I lived on my own in my apartment and I had nothing to do. It was the first time I've ever been alone. And it was fucked. Like, my depression span out into a spiral and all of this stuff came out, and it was like, you always use the analogy, like, when you put a band-aid over a wound and you don't realize that you haven't actually tended the wound, and then you take the band-aid off and it's just like, it's goozing with infection. You're like, oh my god, that's infected as fuck. That's what it was like. So I had this really deep infected wound, and I got to spend time with it and face it. And it was so deeply healing in the most beautiful ways. And so Spotify recommends you songs, right? It's so great. If you listen to some playlists, you can you can search any playlists on there, and Spotify gives you selections that it thinks you may like, and it's so helpful. Thanks, Spotify. So I started doing yoga every day, obsessively, like overly obsessed. And it got me listening to yoga music, slow music. And I started finding, oh my gosh, I really love this music. Bit of indie, bit of slowness, bit of acoustic. I love it. And I'd never heard any of my friends listen to this kind of music. I'm having this memory pop in. I used to work in a cafe back in the day, and I would put my playlist on the speakers at cleanup time, and people would make fun of me. What is this music? So I unconsciously went, don't tell anyone that you like this music. They don't like it. Oh, that went out the window as soon as I started finding myself and going, you know what? I don't care that people don't like this music. I really love it. Like, it warms my heart. I found music that literally makes my heart bubble and expand. And that's the kind of music I like listening to. I love it. Of course, I like the old songs, and I still sing to those old songs that I used to play. But it's not my go-to. It's not my favorite. So what I learned to do is to show up as myself, firstly with myself. So that's the most important thing is, can you be yourself with yourself? Like, are you honest with what you like, and are you doing those things? That's first and foremost before anything else. If you want to start being yourself outwardly, you need to start focusing on if you're yourself with yourself first, in your own space. And the best way to do that is to just spend time on your own. No devices, no anything, just a journal, some music, maybe go out into nature and just really get to know yourself. It is an integral part in any spiritual journey and any growth that you experience. You first must connect to yourself on a deep, deep, deep level. And that is, it's truly just through time. It's a time thing. So once you have spent time with yourself and you get to know what you like, the next hurdle, how are you going to show other people that version of you without being judged? How is that even possible? I've just got to know myself. How am I going to go out into the world showing people this person? Like, how do I even do that? It's so awkward. It's so uncomfortable. Like, what? How does that happen? How do I do that? So I'm going to tell you actually a really big hack. And it's really easy, especially in the world that we live in now with it, the accessibility to these resources. I started my Instagram account, the one that I have been using up until recently, and I've just opened up the new Rise with Certainty account. But the one I was using before, it started privately. And not really, it was private. I blocked every single person I knew. I didn't only block people I knew, I blocked everyone that knew someone that I knew. I didn't want anybody to know that I'd created this page. I didn't even want anyone to hear about it or see it come up randomly. And I had this big complex of everyone's going to know, everyone's going to judge me. I don't want anyone to see the real me. And I used this page to start sharing my yoga practice. And every day I would post my yoga practice and I would write my beautiful captions and I would pour out my heart. And it was the first time that I experienced connection to people who were like me through Instagram. It wasn't private. It must have been public because I was connecting to new people. Some of those people are still following me and I love them. And a big shout out to those that have been around since my yoga days. Like, oh, this is where my love for Instagram came from. It connected me to people that, oh my God, did yoga too. Liked the same music that I liked. You know, spent their days the same as I love to spend my days, because now I found out how I like to spend my days. And no, it's not sitting on a couch watching movies like how I grew up. It's not how my ideal day goes. My ideal day is usually outside in nature, reading a book, going to the beach. Oh my God, yum. I'm already excited thinking about it. Do you know what? It's actually hard for me to stay inside working. I love, love, love being outside. It's pouring rain right now, so that does make it easier. But I started connecting to people that had similar interests to me. And in the world that I grew up in, I didn't experience that at all. My experience, there was nobody like that. Even my best friends at the time, loved them dearly. We didn't have the same interests. We got along, we had a lot of fun together. And that's where I think the memories came from, is we had so much fun together and we were able to connect through experiences. And it's not what my heart loves to do. I don't like going to clubs, and I don't like going to bars, and I don't like watching TV at nighttime every night with my friends. And I'd much rather sit around the table, play with tarot cards and talking about magic. And I found that community when I started opening myself up to it. And now it's my normal, and I cannot imagine a life without it now, that all of my closest friends, this is normal. That's what we do. We come over and we speak about magic and we pull cards and we connect and we go to the beach, and some of my friends come surfing with me. Some go for hikes with me. It's such a beautiful connection piece, and it wouldn't have happened if I didn't show up first this way. So I kind of skimmed over that hack. I said it unconsciously. Start by blocking everyone and just use social media as a practice tool for you, because it's here, it's available to us, it's really cool that it is, and you can resist it or you can use it for good. So I decided to use it for good, and it's been my practice ground my whole life. I started obviously with that page, having blocked everybody that knows anyone that knows anyone that I know, and I started sharing my heart. I started sharing my heart with people. People that I didn't know, it's much easier to share with people that you don't know. And I think it must have been about 2 years later, after I started that account, where I, maybe even longer than that, I think I started that account in 2018. So it was about 2021, I think, when I first shared it with my closest friends. I was like, okay, guys, I'm going to share something with you. And then I sent it to them. And I think it was just 3 people. And that was scary. I was like, here's me. Please accept me. And it was super uncomfortable. And it was received so well. They loved seeing that part of me. Because people love seeing you. People love seeing you. Doesn't matter if they're the same as you or not, people connect through vulnerability and authenticity. So when I started showing up as myself, my friendships deepened in a way that I'm so grateful for, and I'm still friends with those people to this day. And, oh, my heart. And so once I felt comfortable with that, I actually had a different page that, you know, was my basic bitch page. I'm going to call it that, my basic bitch page. With my however many followers were on there. And then one day I built the confidence. It was after my yoga teacher training. That's right. It was straight after my yoga teacher training. And I started sharing my yoga page with everyone that I met. I started accepting my new identity. It was when I started accepting my new identity, which was just who I am at my soul. It's who I always wanted to be, but I was too scared to be. I was too scared that I would be excluded. I was too scared that people wouldn't like me. I was so ashamed of who I am and how different I thought that I was. And so one day I meet a lot of people all the time. I don't know how, everyone asks me how I always meet so many people. Everywhere, randomly, all the time. People walk up to me and say hello and we become friends. Or I walk up to people and say hello and we become friends. And so when I started meeting these people, I would give them my new account. I would show them my yoga page. And to them, that's all they knew me as. And that's who I was. That's who I became. Because it was what I was showing people I was. And I started making really deep connections and really deep friendships. The most beautiful deep friendships that I could ever imagine. It was so beautiful. I experienced love and community and love with friends for the first time in my life. And it was so expansive that I decided, you know what? I'm going to show the world this version of me. The whole world. Yeah. And I shared to everyone that I knew, everyone, hey, this is me. And I'm going to be sharing over there now. And if you want to join me and be and see this version of me, come along. And if you don't, that's fine. And a lot of people dropped off. A lot of people stopped talking to me. And it was really hard. It was hard at first to lose some friends, even friends that I thought were my closest friends. They left. And they left in ways that were not pretty. They said some really terrible things, some of them. And of course, that's hard because it was the first time that I was showing my true self. So when people left, interesting. Okay, well, they must not have really liked me all along. They just liked who I was pretending to be. Because this is me. I know that this is me. And so it's easy to let people go when they don't get along with the real you. Because you go, well, this is me. And if they don't love that, I don't want them in my life. Because, you know, I took a long time to get here. I took a long time to get to this version of me. And if they're not going to love that version of this version of me, my real me, they don't get to be here. They don't get to be in my life. And so those people walked out and they've been gone a long time. And what also happened, the most important thing that happened from that experience as well, is it opened me up to friendships that are so divine, so divine, so connectionful. Friendships more than I can count on both hands twice over that I know will support me and that I know are there for me. Some I don't speak to often and I know they're still there. Some I speak to very often. Doesn't mean I love them any different. It's this true connection piece of people that I've known for years, people that I've known for a few months. I could have met them a year ago and I had a deep experience with them and know that we are always connected, no matter what, no matter what happens. No matter how much we speak, how little we speak, we're always connected. And it's because of that openness and that vulnerability in our time together, which I started. Remember that. I was open and I showed myself, which means that I opened myself up to meeting people who loved that, people who are like that. And that is the best thing that ever happened to me my whole life, truthfully. The relationships that I started having with men got better. The relationships that I have in my friendships got better. And it's been the best evolution of self. And that's why I'm creating a whole podcast episode about this and showing up as yourself, because it's the most important step that you will ever do. Because if you don't show up as yourself, you're never going to meet people who truly see you. And in order to show up as yourself, you must first see yourself. It's the first step. It's how you grow in the world. And there is strategy behind it. I know it. Trust me, I know how hard it can be at the start when you're trying to figure out who to be, how you are. Even I'm still constantly learning. Like, I'm recording this in my favorite t-shirt. A year ago, I would have never done that. I would have tried to look professional. What is that? Tried to look professional. Because that's another, there we go, the other box that we try to fit in. Must look professional, must do this and this and this, because otherwise people won't take you seriously. If you want to be impactful, you must dress this way and you must do this, because otherwise people won't listen to you. Otherwise your career won't be successful. Like, bum, bum. You know when you'll be successful? When you start being you. It's simple as, and still people don't understand it. So here's me in my t-shirt recording this, feeling comfortable in my skin, knowing that what I share is valuable to you and that you like me or you don't. And that's okay. Either one is great. And it allows me to connect to people that are like me, which is what I want. I mean, I don't want to connect with people who don't connect with me. It's not about being liked by everyone. It's not about being liked by everyone. It's about connecting to people who are more like you. And this is where the soul tribes come in. This is where we start to attract people that are like us, the law of attraction. It's not about attracting everything. You don't want everything and you don't want everyone. I don't want people that don't understand this to like me. That's not, we're not trying to convince anybody to like us. What we're doing is building deeper connections with people that already get it. It's building trust and love with people that are like you, that are looking for someone just like you, but they can't find you if you're not showing up. They're trying to find you. They're trying to knock on your door and trying to find out where you are and love you. And nobody can love you if you're not showing up loudly. And this is why I believe it's important to share our voices louder and bigger. And it's why everybody that works with me does have some presence, some social media presence, some big social presence of some sort. Because it's not just about you, it's about also inviting others to see it. And maybe it's not even about creating more friendships. Maybe it's just about when you show up bigger, doesn't it invite other people to show up bigger too? Like when you see someone be really inspiring and taking action, being confident, doesn't a little bit of it inspire you to be really big and bold and be beautiful and confident as well? Don't you go, if she's doing it, maybe I can do it as well? Like that's the feeling. It's that little bit of inspiration from that conversation or from seeing somebody online. Like how many times have you got an idea from somebody online? Oh my gosh, she's doing that so well. I might do that. I mean, there's hundreds of podcasts, thousands probably. I think there's thousands. There's definitely more than hundreds of podcasts. And it's because somebody inspired someone to start sharing their voice. I hope I've encouraged you to start sharing your voice more. Because I was inspired by other people from sharing their voice. I started meeting people that have their own podcasts, that have their own spaces, and I was like, damn, I'm going to do that. And guess what? I did. And it was clunky, and it was awkward at first, and I figured it out. I figured it out, and everything is still up. I'm not deleting all the old versions of me because I honor that version of me so deeply for trying. For showing up to try, even though it was weird and uncomfortable and new. And it's through that expression, through that trust and opening of yourself that you will land as the deepest, most expansive version of you. And it's that version of you that will find the things that are most for you. Okay? That's where it is. It's all on the other side of showing up exactly as you are. The most real you. The all of it. The good, the bad, the ugly, the in-between, and the beautiful. I forgot to say the good things. Like people want all of it. So show up. If you need support, you know where to find me. If you want some groups, some exciting things are coming. And I'm going to leave it with that today. Thank you so much for listening to the first episode back. And I'm so excited to continue sharing these episodes with you. If you want conversations on any topics at all, drop them into my DMs on Instagram, Rise With Certainty, and drop them in. If you have any questions that you would like expanded on, drop them in. Let's have the conversation. And as always, I'm always open to suggestions. These episodes, this content is for you. It's to help you. So if there's anything that you want to know more about, drop it in into my awareness, drop it into my space so that I can expand on it for you. Okay. Thank you. I love you so much, and I'll chat with you soon.